Title: Pharmaceutical Manufacturers Ask EDVA to Allow Cost Sharing Under the AKS. Content: Pharmaceutical manufacturers are challenging the breadth of the Federal Anti-Kickback Statute, AKS, in federal court, arguing that the government is harming the very vulnerable patients it aims to serve by prohibiting cost-sharing subsidies for life-saving oncology drugs. In October, we discussed the Office of Inspector General's, OIG, Advisory Opinion No. 22-19, the advisory opinion, which declared that a charitable organization funded by manufacturers would violate the AKS if it offered certain cost-sharing subsidies under Medicare Part D, even if the organization was independently run and patients had equal access to discounts for 90% of drugs on the market. On November 9, 2022, the Pharmaceutical Coalition for Patient Access, PCPA, presumably the organization behind the advisory opinion, filed a lawsuit against OIG, seeking declaratory judgment that its cost-sharing program is legal under the AKS and that the advisory opinion violates the Administrative Procedure Act, APA, and the First Amendment. 1. Background: The AKS prohibits bribes, kickbacks, and other illegal payments to or from entities that receive reimbursement from federal healthcare programs. The AKS is broadly written to cover remuneration, defined as essentially anything of value, paid to induce or received in return for patient referrals or purchases of items and services covered by a federal healthcare program. OIG made clear in its advisory opinion that cost-sharing subsidies by pharmaceutical companies for Part D beneficiaries, even through an independent, charitable coalition with no direct patient or provider contact, would generate prohibited remuneration if the requisite intent were present, thus constituting a violation of the AKS and warranting the imposition of sanctions. In its advisory opinion, OIG focused on the direct tie between placement of funds by manufacturers with the charitable coalition and the direct pass-through of those funds to patients to cover Part D cost-sharing obligations for the funding of manufacturers' own products. The advisory opinion also discussed the intent element in both analysis and footnotes, citing specifically that while OIG does not make a determination on intent, OIG does focus on intent being broad enough to cover mere intent to influence a decision about medical care or purchases. PCPA is a 501(c)(3) organization that is fully funded by pharmaceutical manufacturers that make and sell oncology drugs reimbursed by Part D. PCPA seeks to use this funding to provide subsidies to lower-income Medicare patients with cancer for covered drugs and related services. Patients, in consultation with their independent providers, are free to choose any treatment option they like, but if their treatment drug is one manufactured by a member of the PCPA, that manufacturer would subsidize the patient's out-of-pocket costs for the drug. The members of PCPA manufacture 90% of the oncology drugs covered by Part D, so only 10% of available drugs would not be eligible for a cost-sharing subsidy under PCPA's proposal. The complaint: PCPA's legal arguments. In its complaint filed in the Eastern District of Virginia, PCPA explains that out-of-pocket costs under Part D and other insurance programs are associated with many patients abandoning treatment. Reductions or delays in treatment following a new diagnosis, delays in prescription refills, and earlier discontinuation of treatment. 2. A Part D patient who requires a new oncology medicine will often be required to pay thousands of dollars a year, making treatment an inaccessible option for many low-income patients. 3. PCPA cites a study that found that half of all Medicare Part D and other patients with cancer abandon their medications when they are obligated to pay more than $2,000 out-of-pocket, and that more than 40% abandon their medications if their out-of-pocket cost is between $100.01 and $500.39. 4. Against this backdrop, PCPA presents three primary reasons that the advisory opinion is contrary to law. First, PCPA contends that its proposed program cannot, as a matter of law, satisfy the in return for and to induce requirements of the AKS. 5. PCPA argues that the AKS should be read narrowly to cover only remuneration constituting a quid pro quo, i.e., corrupt remuneration, not charitable giving without a guaranteed benefit to the giver. PCPA argue.